What up, though? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all. Carry my city like some
shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing. Hey, what's popping in here? What's popping in here? Hey, I'm Mr. Telltales.
I'm Edmondson.
And you guys are watching and listening What Works For Us. All black.
All queer.
All black.
All queer.
Thank you, Edmondson.
That doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Because we're on camera. They seen I didn't say anything.
Yo, my mouth didn't move, so it had to come
Neither
from you.
Neither did mine.
I would sound like you.
Oh. All queer.
I don't think I said that.
Oh, whatever, Edmondson. So, yes, guys, we are now on video.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We have been doing this for a while, audio-wise, and now we're here. I said audio-wise. I don't even know if that's the word. So, yes. So, I think we should give our new viewers, people who might just now be tuning in to our podcast show, a little bit background information about us. So, we've already said we What Works For Us. You, Edmondson, I'm Mr. Telltale. Anything else you got to say, Edmondson?
Sure. I'm a style coach, and I have a blog called essenceofstyle.com. You can hit me on Essence of Style on Instagram and Facebook and everything else. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what's consuming my life right now. Other than that, I'm originally from Detroit, 313, born and raised.
West Side.
Exit 9, South Island, Joy Road.
What freeway exit? Southfield Freeway. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, that's pretty much it about me. I mean, right now, you know, it can't do much of anything. So I just be in the house, you know, chilling, working, being stretched. That's all.
Stretched?
Not like that.
Okay. I be in the house, being stretched. Okay, there's only a few things I can think of that you're doing in the house.
That's because your mind's in the gutter. Oh, you're being a gutter snipe slut.
My mind is always in the gutter. Well, I'm Mr. Telltales. I am a community organizer, activist, author, artist. I have a nonprofit, What's in the Mirror, you know, and all of that good stuff. I'm also a practice administrator for the Center for Health Empowerment, which is a sexual health clinic here in Austin, Texas. So, what works for us? We like to describe this podcast as a black queer lifestyle podcast. We talk about stuff involving like mental health, fashion, art, community, all
men,
of that good stuff. Who?
Men.
Men.
Sex.
Penis.
Ass.
Booty holes. I'm just playing. All of that good stuff. Sex. One of our favorite segments on the show, and really one of the segments that the audience have responded to the most, is our check-in segment. So without further ado, Edmondson, it is time to what?
Check in.
So Edmondson, I'm going to go first. I'm going to help you out. I know you're stressed every time we get on the mic.
I go first. I went first last time. And, you know,
so I'm going to give you a bone, and I'm a volunteer to go first. So, you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ain't got nothing to say. Cat got your tongue?
Because the camera saw me.
Because all that stretching in the
house. No, because the camera saw me. The camera, you saw how I said it all with my face. So, no, you're fine.
So, let's see. So, my check-in this week. So, so I'm right in the middle of curating the arts festival. Our organization, we asking a lot of questions, right? Our organization, What's in the Mirror, is having our inaugural Art Hills Festival this year, coming up in a couple of weeks. So I've been working with artists, you know, working with promo, you know, trying to get the video. It's all virtual. So, you know, due to COVID-19, we having to come up with all these interesting ways to really still impact the community. And so I'm not going to lie, it's been kind, you know, I do a production every year around this time, so it's not anything different. But the stress of being in a pandemic and trying to do something to impact the community. It's just like too much.
But you deserve a round of applause for that because, no shade, some people just didn't do anything. So,
well, you know.
I'm not trying to say, I get it, mm-hmm. but you were ahead of the curve because a lot of people now, like, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm at all these summits and digital conferences okay. that I've been getting invited to as of late. Is overwhelming. I'm like, I can't do. I'm sitting up there and I'm like, I cannot do all these.
Okay.
They're just now starting to do it. You were already, this was already in plans, you know, before when people was like, they're not doing anything. So I give you a round of applause.
Yeah, because our, the Art Hills project, we went straight into Zoom and everything. We tried to keep the ball rolling.
You pivoted very quickly, mm-hmm. and that's what it's about.
Yeah, thank you for that, Emerson. Uh-huh. We pivoted very quickly. We did a lot of stuff to make sure the ball kept happening. Making sure we were able to reach out to different, you know, clinicians and artists and, you know, community members to keep the actual project moving forward. So we are at a huge milestone within the Art Hills project, which is the Art Hills Festival. But it's been fun, right? I love art. I love creating. I love being in spirit energies with other artists, especially when they're like in the midst of creating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going through a pandemic. We're going through a Black revolution. We're just going through a, you know, economic crisis. So it's a lot of stuff going on that, you know, hopefully that people will get a chance to reflect on some of that stuff and also a chance to walk away from some of that stuff and, you know, be entertained with the festival. So, you know, we want to be able to do both at the same time. So I'm excited about that. My birthday is coming up. I guess I haven't really acknowledged that.
You haven't.
It's 7 days to the big 3-5. So, whoop, whoop. I was like, oh my God, 35. You know, I'm almost old as Edmondson. But, you know, it's... See, that's why I can't do this, because now they can't see me on camera.
Right, now they
so
can't
I can't
see you.
Just be, you know, belligerently laughing all over the place. But, so I'm closer to Edmondson age very, very soon. And I'm excited. I mean, I'll be working. I'm always working on my birthday around this time.
I think he does it on purpose.
But, no, it was always just, it started around this time, and it's, you know, year 5 is always this time. So,
well, I hope you do something nice for yourself when everything's done.
Yeah. I hope so. I'm just excited to be alive, child. But yeah, I do want to celebrate my birthday for sure. So we'll see what 35 give. That's pretty much it. I know on the last episode, this might be new to some of the viewers if you're watching for the first time, because guess what? This is our first video. But if you've been listening to our 40-something, almost 50 episodes, last week during our check-in, during our check-in, you know, I talked about being depressed and stuff like that. I just wanted to bring in a quick update. I feel better. You know, I don't think depression is something that can snap on, snap off. Mm-hmm. You have to keep reaching in your toolbox and keep reaching into those things that allow you to get out of that state. And I'm doing that work, and I feel better today than I did last time I was with you guys. So, you know, keep praying for me, keep showing me love, and keep sending me good energy around that. And I think that's my check-in. What's up with you, Emerson? What's popping?
My allergies. Really popping right now, and I need some drugs. I got to take my 24-hour.
Which one do you take? You take Allegra?
Allegra.
Allegra dope is good.
It is.
I like Allegra.
I get the kind that you got to get from behind the counter, though.
Oh, Allegra D.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I need that D. So pretty much for me, last time I said my emotions was all over the place. And like I just said, I'm being stretched, but not body part wise, like just mindset wise, just a lot of programming that I've been, we're just programmed to think of certain things or do or work a certain way or just operate a certain way growing up. And it's like a lot of that stuff is just I'm being unprogrammed from it. And it's a good thing, but it's just in the stretching season, you're just always uncomfortable. So I'm just uncomfortable a lot lately. But on the other side of being uncomfortable, I feel great. And then I get excited and I get pumped. And it's like, you know, self-sabotage is like real. It is.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't even realize how you do it. Sometimes you don't even realize how you're self-sab or how you're limiting yourself. Like, somebody will tell you something that could tell you something because they know better. They, mm-hmm. you know, they have the receipts. Like, well, this is what you need to do. And you just like, oh, well, you know, I don't sit there and know about that. And it's like, well, how don't you not know about right. it? You don't have any receipts. So I'm sitting up here stressing about something I have no receipts about that somebody who has a lot of them mm-hmm. is telling me to do. So the other night I was just like, Eric, what are you doing? Listen to what the fuck is being told to you. Like, you don't have any receipts, or you don't have the same amount of zeros on your bank account as the other person that is telling you what to do. So I'm self-sabotaging myself and getting stuck on stupid.
That's the Aquarius in you, though.
No, well, Aquariuses are not, stubbornness, yes.
Stubborn.
Aquariuses are not stuck on stupid.
Oh, but, no, not stuck on stupid, but the idea that, I, you know, me knowing you as your best friend, but also even just a glimpse of what you're saying right now, I can just see how you like, well, I think this way. I think I should do it this way. Yeah. You know, and then you realize, wait a minute, I think I should do it this way, but this person has done it that way.
Yeah.
And that has worked. And so my thinking doesn't really even matter because I haven't even done nothing.
Exactly.
Why not, you know, it's like almost recreating a wheel for no reason.
And being like, yeah, recreating a wheel and you're like a little, oh, you're on a hamster wheel because mm-hmm. you're just running around in circles. That's all I was doing. And that's part, I just literally for a whole week, I was running around on the hamster wheel about something that was so just stupid. I'm not to go into too much detail, but I was stuck on, I was kind of, well, not, well, I guess I can't go into, I was stuck pretty much like on a name. Like I was stuck on a name. I just didn't want to, they were saying I should name something this and do this. And I was stuck on, well, no, I don't want to do it that way. I think it should be named in this and that. And I was just on the hamster wheel. And eventually I was just like, Eric, you're self-sabotaging yourself. How are you ever going to grow and not, you don't have any receipts. So that's, it was just, I mean, this growth, this season of growth for me is uncomfortable, but I enjoy it because it's at the same time, because it's just, it's taking me to different, what I want to say? I haven't gotten results per se yet, but it's just making me think different. So other than that, another issue I'm having that we all talk about, since this is, you know, we talk about everything, and then we have what's in the mirror, mental health, and all that kind of stuff. So, and with people, a lot of people lately have been talking about childhood trauma and issues that, you know, mm-hmm. we have a lot of childhood stuff there. I hear that a lot. Everybody talking about we have these childhood issues we dealing with. A lot of people are dealing with that in this season. And my thing is I just sometimes self-assess and I think, well, what childhood thing am I dealing with right now? Mine's trivial, but like it's just I'm dealing with an issue of trying to enter or be more social on social media, but not with just anybody, but in these groups and stuff that I be in and all that kind of stuff. Like, normally I'm just a troll. I get a part of a program, I get in a group, I don't say anything, but I read everybody else's stuff though, because they motivate me, but I don't say anything. But lately I've been trying to interject myself more to talk and say stuff, because to be honest, we're all like-minded. We're all on these same journeys. I was a part of a coaching call the other day, and just being in the same space with all these other people who were going through the same thing as me when it comes to, like, entrepreneurship was so, like, it was everything. Because I'm just like, oh, my God, they're all having the same issue as me. And it's not because you're happy that they are. It's just, like, you feel understood. And that's what I think. Being able to talk to people that can understand some of this stuff that I be, these little roadblocks or even little milestones I be having, to have a community of people that you can actually talk to about it that's going to get it. I'm trying to enter these spaces, but I'm having childhood issues because when I was a child, whenever I tried to enter into spaces and you know, be cool with people and stuff like that, I always was rejected because of, they always saw gay first, you know. Well, fuck me being a nice person, anything else. You gay. Oh, you're a faggot. Oh, okay. Well, fuck me being a nice person. You know what I'm saying? So this is childhood trauma that I am dealing with online space. I just think that that same thing can still happen sometimes. So I kind of still hold back or pull back. Or another thing is, I don't think a lot of people understand me. So it's like, I be like, people just don't get me. So it's hard for me to just open up. And then another thing on the internet, I can't feel people's energy the same way I can if I'm in this room with somebody. If I'm in a room with somebody, I can assess them. I can kind of feel their energy and filter it. And, I don't feel right. Internet, I can't do it because I've made mistakes. There are some people who I followed and just on YouTube that I thought, they seem cool. And I had their energy all off. I was totally off about them. So I make mistakes when it kind of comes to stuff like that online. And I guess all those things bottled into just a bigger issue of my childhood issues is just something I've been dealing with lately. It's very trivial, but it's a real thing.
I wouldn't call it trivial. I mean, childhood trauma, like what they say, we spend our whole adult life fixing the stuff that we went through as kids.
That's true.
So I don't, when you really think about it, that really what it is. We really trying to navigate to the things that we were learned, that we experienced, that we was traumatized by. And we got to really keep going through all of that with with our lives continuously moving and we're getting older and all of those things. And, they say, if you don't stop and address those issues, they just keep going with you. They never go away just because you get older.
Oh, yeah, no, you have to. And I have talked about this on a podcast before, as far as me getting in touch with my feminine energies. And that being something that they say you have to tap into is you have to tap into things that are you have to kind of dig deep into your soul to figure out what issues are there that are kind of with a hand up, like, hey, I'm still here.
Right.
Like,
look at me.
Right. I need you to acknowledge me. You keep on trying to black me out, but I'm still here.
Okay.
So I've been very cognizant of that lately. And that is something that I've been trying to do. So it's, I'm doing better. I'm kind of communicating with people. I'm still kind of I don't know. But, I'm slowly doing it. So we'll see.
I ain't post on Instagram in so long or Facebook. I just been needing, y'all don't need to know what I'm doing. If I'm just for real, I'm just trying to survive. That's it. And, some days I might want to share a picture. Some days I don't. Some days I might want to share a song I like. Some days, And so right now I'm just in the seat. I know as we, launched our Hills marketing promo, you guys, and maybe that's what it was because I knew I had to be kind of more involved in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah,
that I just needed to take a break for myself because I looked at my past. Oh my god, I ain't posting in July, so I was like, ooh, and I was okay with it. Like, if all my information is there, if people want to know, what I do and how to get to me, I make sure all of that. But as far as keep going, I've been taking a break because it's draining sometimes. And I like the idea what you were saying that, I would call it a little of a fear of socializing with people online because you really don't know who they are, the energies and stuff like that. But I also think that's a good thing as well, though, because you almost automatically protected in that way. Like what can someone really do that you can't just block their ass?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? at the end of the day, that's what I really do like about social media.
Yeah.
When you do have trolls, just block their ass. But I mean, you still have to read, you still have that experience and that energy exchange that, like you said, who wants to, be involved in all that, in that kind of way.
Well, you do have to, but then too, you do have to, and I've only made this mistake once, but this is my thing. I'm an information whore, so I buy stuff on internet from information from people, not anybody, but from people if I feel like they got something that's going to help me. And, you got people, especially in the black community. Well, let me not say this. People think that people in the black community are always scamming people and stuff like that. So, and then sometimes people do exchange money and they give money to people that they think is one thing and they're totally something else. And then they don't get their money back. And it could be a whole thing. Now, I ain't saying I'm out here slinging my money to a lot of people. I've done good with that. But still, it's just like when you want to, again, following people or people that you think that, could not necessarily mentor you, what kind of mentor you, but mentor you from a distance, and then you find out something else about them. I've just been finding out so much stuff about people. It's been like the stories on the internet. Some of these people, it's like these circles that I follow now, I'll be finding out stuff. So, yeah. But no, it is a fear, and it's something I'm working on. But, yeah,
So what if, to kind of segue into maybe a little bit around the topic we talking to, so you're in these groups, and you've been vibing with somebody in this group. You went to his profile page. You looked at it. He's tall, dark, and handsome. I don't know. You kind of like light skin, so I'm not sure. But
well, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't try to make me a colorist. Okay. I do not have one color that I go that I lean towards.
Okay, guys, just you know, disregard that comment. So you see this guy? He checks off some of your boxes, your initial boxes. Mm-hmm. He slides into your DM, and he like, "What's up? You know, I would like to get to know you outside of this group." Mm-hmm. How are you accepting that approach?
I mean, that just depends on how. I mean, if that's all he said, he wants to get to know me out of this group, I would still have to vet him a little bit better. Like, I would go to all his pages, anything I could find on him. I would go to everything, look through a lot of his pictures, try to figure out what's going on, who he be hanging out with, you know, see if there's any, like, repeated people that I'm seeing in the pictures that, you know, might, you know, because some people be on the internet, they be coupled up and, or they be acting like they not a couple, but they are a couple, and all that bullshit. So, I mean, I'm not against it, but I would still vet him. I would still make sure I'm, you know.
So that's a good way to approach you, though. Like, I want to get to the, what if he was like, I think you high, I want to fuck.
That's not a good way to approach me.
That's not a good way to approach you.
No.
So, well, how would you respond? So how would you respond to both of them? I know you said you would go through his pages, but how would you respond to someone saying they want to get to know you via the internet? Do you have, so I guess my question is, do you have a difference in responding to someone wanting to get to know you via an internet relationship versus if you have met somebody at a club or at a party or something like that? Like,
well, I think on the internet, I think that it's kind of the same, but it's not. I mean, the internet, I'm not saying that it's like a script that he has to go through to say. I just think you have to be, I don't know, you have to be engaging. Like, you have to, if I speak back to you or I say it's back to you. Or
but what are you saying back?
I would, whatever. I'm open to getting to know you a little bit, but, you know.
A little bit.
I mean, but my whole thing is, you know, especially now that I'm learning what I'm learning about my feminine energies and stuff like that, it's like, okay, I'll be responsive, but, you know, if you came on and you approached me, you better be ready to take on the whole thing. Like, you know, don't say something to me and then after a while you just stop saying stuff. And I'm like, and then be like, well, hi, stranger. What the fuck? You approached me. What the fuck I'm supposed to be keeping a conversation up with you for?
Ooh. Like, that's how you feel, huh? So if they approach you, then they are the ones that have to keep the energy moving.
You have to keep the energy moving. I mean, my thing is, I'm not saying I won't say anything back, but I'm not going to just take over the conversation. Like, you just throw out a little bit, then now all of a sudden, I'm the one asking 21 questions. No, I used to do that back in the day, but I realized that that doesn't work for me. That's probably why all these people that I have talked to in the past, it never worked, because I'm not operating in my own energy. That's a different energy. I'm a feminine energy. Masculine energies are the hunters. So they're the ones, and I'm not trying, this can be a woman or a man. A woman can be a masculine energy. So I'm not saying gender, I'm just talking energies. Mm-hmm. So energy-wise, I'm a dominant feminine energy. So I'm not supposed to be doing all that. The masculine energy is supposed to be doing all that. And now, of course, I respond. But me, if I start going and trying to talk to him and doing all that stuff, I'm operating in a masculine energy. That's not my dominant masculine energy. That's not my energy source. That's not my dominant energy. I can play in that, but that's not dominant for me. And it's like I'm being fraudulent. Mm-hmm. And then if he is really if he's operating in a fraudulent masculine energy and I'm operating in masculine energy to trying to get at him, it's still looks like this because he's still thinking, well, you know, whatever the fuck, it's something there where something's not working right. That's why I say he's a fraudulent masculine energy. So no, I think that's my issue. Like, I just think I would want you to, if you come at me like that, let's be able to hold a conversation and the conversation be able to flow back and forth. Cause I've talked to people and they'll hit you up and then after a while they drop off and it's like, and then you start asking questions, it's one word responses. It's like,
and you don't want to hit me up. I guess for me, like, I'm bad when it comes to internet, period. So if anyone comes in my DM, like, you had to already been on my radar or I don't know. I mean, I am trying to, I mean, one, I'm in a relationship and open mean that my relationship is public meaning that if you're on my social media, that you know that I'm in a relationship and stuff like that. So, like, if anyone is, like, sliding my DMs in that way, I'm like, okay, you know, what's the intentionality behind it? Like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. You know? You know, and if they, and I guess that's, for me, I don't necessarily have to know what you want off bat to have a conversation. So I would say that. But the issue with that is I'm not really good in engaging in online conversations. Mm-hmm. I'm very bad. Like, you can... You know, don't, I'm not for one to be responding right back to an Instagram message. A Facebook message, you really are not trying to get me as often. Now, if it's, let's be clear. This is non-business stuff. If it's business.
Of course.
That's a totally different thing. I keep my email alerts. I keep, you know, everything. Okay. You know, all of that is, I'm very responsive, but like, socializing and courting and stuff like that online, it's kind of difficult for me. You know, even like on Jack and stuff like that, like I don't have any, one, I don't have alerts. Mm. I don't have any notifications. Oh, yeah. So if someone DMs me on Jack or even Instagram, I cut all that off because I go to Instagram on my time, not they telling me when I need to get on Instagram because they sending me a message.
I don't like that either. Like, not saying, I understand you not having your notifications on and stuff like that, but I think for me, I always got frustrated when guys, like, they hit you up or you start a conversation on Jack or something like that, and then the responses come 2-3 days later. I cannot stand that. It's like, oh my, I'm not saying I need to be priority, but if we have, that's why I don't like staying on there that long. Like, I'm one of them people, okay, we got a good gist of with each other. What's your damn phone number?
What's
like,
your phone number?
Like, I'm old school like that anyway. I used to talk to Knicks on the phone. Like, that's just what I'm used to. So, all this back and forth, contact me 3 days later. Oh, are you really trying to meet somebody? I feel like I've talked to guys who think, you know, they really were trying to meet somebody online. And you could tell the difference. Mm-hmm. They were responsive. They were engaging. They would check in on you. They would reach out to you. And they didn't, a lot of times, they want that number. They send you their number. Like, hit me up. I'm with, okay.
But I don't know how to do that. Like, I've tried that. I've tried to really cultivate not relationship, but, you know, like a back and forth online. And I can say I'll be the first one to stop. Because I agree with you. If we have not exchanged numbers, then this is not, like, why are we talking through Jack? Yeah. Why are we talking through Instagram?
I don't like
now, it is some people that I do talk through online, and it's not meant to be more than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's my Instagram people. Yeah. It's my Facebook people. It's my Snapchat people. You know, I have some people that I only talk to on Snapchat, but it's not meant to be more than that. So you know, I don't have to really put in that energy for more than that. So that's interesting. I've been really trying to figure that out, and not on, you know, on some like oochie coochie way, just when people are trying to reach out, I just be like, what is it? And I guess because I've never really tried to cultivate a relationship online.
What about in person?
Now, in person, yes. I'm like, but so it's so weird, though. In person, I will try to holler at somebody. I like hollering at people. Like, approaching people, like, what's up? You know, getting to know them, having conversations, especially at the club. I mean, I have no shame.
I guess you don't. That's normally part of the time that Tariq and I are separated.
Yeah. We've been to the club, and then
I've never been with him while he's been on the prowl, if you will. So I don't know that side. I really don't know it at all. So like when he says this, it's like, that's a totally different life. We be in the same club, but that's a totally different life of his, because we're not together when he's doing that.
What kind of, like, we could be like, think about Highland. We could be outside in Highland.
Oh, yeah.
I could be fitting that on the thing. We could
fit
together.
That's true. That's true.
If I see they next to me, I start a conversation.
No, you do. That's true.
If, you know, especially if I think they cute or something like that. So it's a lot easier for me in person, because I guess it's kind of going back to what you're saying. You can know their energies. Mm-hmm. You know what they're kind of, what they're giving a little bit. I'm just so skeptical about really people online. I really am. Because I guess I've been catfished. And not like catfish to the degree as we talk about it. I've never met anyone in person and felt like they were the person that I was talking to online.
You know what? And I think that's probably with a lot of people too.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of these, especially like my Instagram husbands, mm-hmm. I don't want to meet them for real.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I would never like, ooh, I see him. He still looks nice. Like that's, you know, I don't want to talk to him. Like,
yeah.
stay over there. Because you know, a lot of times you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. And when I mean that, I'm not saying necessarily just people like on Jack. Like I mean like you were saying on Instagram. Like yeah. people that you know through social media. Yeah. Then you see them in real life. You're like, oh, okay. Interesting. You yeah. know, stuff like that. So do you think... So how soon is it for someone to ask you out for a date?
I don't really have, to be honest with you, I can't say nothing about that. That's another thing that I've been like self-assessing. Cause I've watched a lot of, you know, like women that, you know, online woo-woo women or women who like to be inspirational and they be talking to women, but some, you know, some of the characteristics does apply to me other than not having, yeah, my feminine energy other than me not having a vagina. But, anywho,
well, thank you for letting us know. We didn't really know what your genitalia was.
I'm just saying it for the... No, I say that for sometimes because I think sometimes, no shade, I think sometimes women be like, oh, well, you know, you ain't gonna have no vagina. You can't have kids. I'm aware of that. I know I can't have babies. I know I'm not a woman, but I cannot deny that I have feminine traits and that I'm a dominant feminine energy, and that's on period. So that's just what it is.
Period.com.
So, but yeah, I really don't know. Like, I've never been approached, I think, in a way that I think would be what I would say ideal in person. Either the guy's just like totally disrespectful. They come at you trying to touch all on you or feeling on you before they even ask what your name is.
So are they fine? Would you be okay? Like if you was really horny and this fine ass nigga, you would just be so like hell, like you have never liked being disrespected?
No. That's a lie. That's actually a lie. And I'm thinking about my girlfriend Diva because I told Tremaine, I told him one time, I was like, you know, sometimes I do want to, because in Austin, I don't get disrespected at all. So I was like, well, sometimes I just want to get disrespected and I want somebody just to grab it. I'm so used to people just grabbing on it all the time. And now, honestly, no. I'm just not on that. I'm on some woo-woo shit. I'm just gonna keep it funky with you. I'm on some woo-woo shit and I just feel like the guy or the frequency that I am working to get on, the man that's gonna meet me there, he won't do that. He would talk to me first. And I think I'm all about, you know, I'm in a season, mind fuck me first. That's what I want. All the physical stuff and stuff, that's cool. It's great. If he fine as hell, it would be great. But my thing is, I think I would still be left empty even if I did. Like, if we fuck afterwards, oh, that was nice. I guess I'm just not that.
Right, you're not into just fucking right now. This season, you the woo-woo, the energy, you're looking for that, like, that package.
I want a connection.
Yeah, that connect. Oh, my God, Emma fan. You know I've been fan that. Well, yeah. You know that's been my word.
Yeah, no,
no
I want
pun intended,
yeah, man. No, right. I want a connection. I want to like on some serious shit. Like I've been looking online, like as far as like taking like little courses about certain things, because I want like a different type of connection. Like even sexually, I want it to be like I want a connection, not just attraction. I want it to be like an energy that's kind of like going in between us two. That it's just like, oh my God, I think it'll be so bomb. So I'm trying to figure that out. But yeah, for me, it's mind fuck me first.
Right.
Fuck my mind first. And come at me and just, you know, I'm not saying you gotta come at me like I'm a city girl. I mean, but you can just have some conversation. I'm really attracted to men who knows how to talk. I watch a lot of men online who just knows how to talk.
I love a man that know how to talk. Yeah. I'm a man that knows where they're trying to go. It's not always about where you are and what you know, but kind of like where you want to go and what you want to know and what you aspire to be. Because if we just stay in the moment, then those people are complacent, thinking they know everything. Mm-hmm. I can't stand people that think they know everything. They did this and did that. Well, I mean, you got a lot more life to live. Life keeps going. So those things that you've already experienced are only information and gateways to get where you're going.
Right.
You can't be stuck on what you already know. Like, okay, you've experienced that. You've learned that. Those are applicable to move forward to the things you don't know yet.
Yes.
To the things you haven't experienced yet. And so I'm really, like, when you talk about that energy and that connection, oh my God, like, I can't even begin on that on period. Like, with men, friends, family, mm-hmm. like, I'm no nonsense right now. Like, people have expiration dates with me. Like, I mean, you either in or you not. Either meshing is vibing or it's not. And it's no disrespect.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Not, you know, we good. Like, yeah. I'm good. Like, I mean, I'm 35 now in a week. So, I'm grown. So, it's like, I have no need to settle for things that don't serve me anything.
Preach.
What is the point? What is the point? And vice versa for anyone else with me. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I'm certainly not. I can't give, you know, everyone, you know, everybody what they need. I'm not sure designed that way. Some people, I just don't have what they need.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that, too. You realize that, too, as you get older. Because when you're younger, and you know my history with relationships and men and stuff, I'm always trying to, like, what you used to call me, Build-A-Bear.
Oh, yeah, Build-A-Man Workshop.
Yeah, Build-A-Man Workshop. And stuff like that. I feel like I don't really possess that energy or that will to do that anymore. I'm willing to, it's not about building a bear, it is about two people coming together to build. So if our roads are not, both of us walking down that road because you still need to get built at, you know, up the road, then, you know, that's okay.
And that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
We just can't go down the road together. No. And I'm okay with that too. And so I think that's what a lot of times when it comes to really talking to men initially, you know what I'm saying? And especially with me, like, being in an open relationship, sometimes people do come off disrespectful. Mm. People do, you know, approach you sexually, which I don't mind. My thing is, I really personally don't mind someone coming to me sexually and disrespectful. Not don't touch me. I'm not saying that kind of disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But you'd be like, hey, you know, I want to fuck. I'm going to think about, you know, I'm like, I'm going to assess the statement. And I'm going to give an educated answer. And the education could be how my genitalia is feeling, how my body is feeling, how warm I felt when they said it. You know, all those things determines whether, you know, I move forward down that road.
That's that honest.
Huh?
I said that's honest.
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, you know, I actually like, I think because I feel like one of the things that I haven't gotten a lot of is, like, aggression and, like, the kind of aggression I like, I guess. And
what kind of aggression do you like, though? Because my thing is, because I don't think that you like alpha males. So my thing is, if an alpha male came at you like that, I think you would not like it. So what type of aggression is it that you like? What does that look like?
Well, you're right. But I don't know if I like alpha males because I've never allowed myself to be entertained by alpha males.
Okay.
So I always get in these situations like, well, damn, bitch. I wouldn't mind somebody saying, oh, this is what it is, and you sit your ass down and shut up, and this is it. And not, like, in a rude way. Like,
just, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
You know, just, you know, someone that knows, or this is what we do in this relationship, or this is how I feel, you know, instead of all this, you know, mumbo-jumbo bullshit.
All that small talk.
Yeah, all that. Say what it is. Say something.
Yeah.
By Brandy.
Right. No. Now, you know what, though? I will say I don't like that type of disrespect, but I think for me, I think that is what I appreciate from an alpha male. Because an alpha male that's operating at a high level in his masculine energy, or I guess feminine energy. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's feminine energy, actually, no, it's different. If it's masculine energy, though, he's operating at a high level, he normally just gonna tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not folding. This is what I want. Hey, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you tonight. I want you right now. I got a room, room 112. You gonna come up there with me or not? I think I would be taken back. Like, it does. Now in that case, I might think about it because he didn't try to game me. He didn't beat around the bush. He went right for it. Let me know what it was. Well, made it very clear. He went right push my little button. Like, okay. And let me know what it was. It's like, okay, even though I'm not in that season, but I'm just saying, though, I think I appreciate Yeah, that's another thing. You know, not all that small bullshit talk. Let's just talk some real shit. Like, you know, whatever it is, whatever you want. You want to date. You want to get to know somebody. You looking for your forever. This is what you want. This is what you desire. You know, we could talk about that type of shit. But all that little small talk bullshit, timid bullshit, mm-hmm. I don't have time for it. But I'm starting to be worried because I don't even know where these type of men exist. Well, let me not say that. No, don't
put that in energy. Because you know what season it is? For niggas to cut a check for no reason.
But no, I don't. Well, what I'm trying to say is, it's just you hear all these people from different states be saying that these type of men be like everywhere. So I'm like, well, you know, universe, I don't know where you gonna pull mine from. I don't know where you coming from, because I ain't hearing nobody saying they in any of these states. But I still hopeful. But go ahead. I'm sorry, I meant to cut you off.
Oh no, I was just trying to think where this man was coming from.
Oh no, I don't know where. I don't know where he would be. I mean, I don't know.
Nigeria.
I don't know if that's where all the girls is getting theirs from.
They all get that alpha male.
No, but it's some bullshit niggas overseas too. I talked to one.
You never tell me you talked to a nigga from overseas.
It was just conversation. It was only like on WhatsApp.
You was on WhatsApp talking to an international nigga
years ago. Yeah. He was fine, though. He was fine. He looked good. And, you know, we had decent conversation, but he wasn't shit. He actually was in Turk and Caicos.
Okay, you had your island man.
He wasn't shit. He was just as bullshit, or he was just as much of a fuckboy as the ones over here. He wasn't about shit. So, that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know.
So, it varies. And so, yeah, I just really wanted to, because I was just asking. I heard my sisters talking about, like, how far they go into online conversations and what that, you know, being back on the market and stuff like that. I don't get everybody's business with my sisters, but they were having this conversation. And I was just wondering, like, and I already stated, like, I just don't take it serious. I got to see you in person and go from there. But I do want to, but you know, I consider myself an alpha male in a certain way, I guess.
You are, but in ways, yeah.
In ways, but you know, I'm thinking it's times that I could be more, you know, straightforward, and I'm not. I don't know why that I tend, you know, tend
you
to pick not.
And choose. Because you can be straight, he can be straightforward. And get on people's damn nerves.
I can, but certain situations, I guess it's just where empathy comes in, where my straightforwardness intersects with other people's feelings. And, you know, I think I'm definitely straightforward to people who I know can handle it, that's emotionally able to take that kind of, you know, that side of me. You know, because some people say they can take it, and then child, they be crying in the background, and then it come back up 3 weeks later. And I'm not talking about my relationship. So let's clear that up. I'm not specifically talking about relationship. I'm talking about people at work, you know, people, you know, just people. Anyway.
I didn't say anything, but okay.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know, because, you know, I was just thinking about that. Like, they probably think I'm talking about C+, but I'm not.
How you doing, C+? What you doing?
Hey.
What you got on? What you smell like? What you taste like?
How about you have that conversation later?
I forgot we was on the podcast.
And on camera. Oh. You need to save that for later. We ain't going to be recording much longer. So, you know.
So, Emerson, go ahead and wrap it up.
Well, anyway, as far as dating and people approaching you and all that kind of stuff, you know, I think in this new, I hate to say new time, but, you know, I think that, and I've been saying this for a long time, the world's going digital. It just is. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. The world is going digital. The world is going online. So I'm not saying you have to date online. And I'm hopeful that I can, you know, meet somebody in person or run into somebody or cultivate a relationship with somebody in person. But maybe I won't. Maybe, you know, once I start reaching, you know, or maybe somehow I connect to somebody online some kind of way. So that's why I guess I'm open to meeting people or getting involved in circles with people that I would, but you got to go where the type of man that you want to go is at. So even in an online space, so you ain't gonna catch me on that Shade Room I won't be there trying to talk to nobody. I'll be in spaces where the type of men that I would want to date are hanging out at. So, and that's where there'll be the spaces that I'll be trying to be a little bit more vocal. So, it's the same goes with in person. Whenever, you know, the time comes where we can, you know, do that again.
When COVID move her ass on.
Yeah, she can, you know, yeah, with I ain't want to get into that. But yeah, whenever that, you know, that ship sails, and you know, we are going, you know, start going to events and stuff, you know, I wanted to do that too. And just, you know, I've said this before though. I mean, if this is your first time listening to this, I've talked about this all the time. You know, I want to go to different spaces and different places to meet some men. So that's what I want to do. Just, you know, and hopefully I meet some men, and hopefully, you know, my little resting bitch face, I try not to have it. You know, that's another problem. That's another problem with me. Guys don't approach me because they think I'm a bitch, but.
No comment. No comment. I'm just joking.
Well, I mean, I guess that's, I guess it's time we have wrapping it up. That's just all I got to say about men approaching people, and, you know, especially in the 2020s, I think it's, you know, I'm confused, but I'm trusting the process. I put my white flag up, and you know, I'm letting the universe take the wheel, and I'm just gonna keep being obedient to what I'm supposed to do. And I believe that my man will come, and he'll come the way that I would appreciate him coming to me.
Edmondson, what? Say less, girl. That's right. I'm just playing. You just see. You try to get a man, and you looking like, don't be coming for me.
Well,
don't be coming for me.
I'm not looking at him like that.
Well, so I'm the one to get the look.
Yeah, I'm responding to what you said.
All I said was I was giving you props. I was giving you woo-woo. I was, you know.
Okay.
Oh, anyway. So I guess we'll wrap that up. Edmondson, how can they get in contact with you? How do folks, now that we are on video, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, you can get in touch with me at Essence of Style, nothing else, on Instagram. Yay! nomore.com. It's just Essence of Style. I got that bitch. I feel like I conquered something by doing that. You don't understand, because it's somebody else that's trying it. And I if you watching, girl, you better be 10 steps ahead, because, bitch, I'm about to shut it down, and that's on period. But anyway, Essence of Style on Instagram, Essence of Style on Facebook. Essence of Style on Twitter. I'm not on there though. And Essence,
you ain't got no free Twitter?
No. Essence of Style on
I thought it was busted wide open.
No. Oh, Essence of Style on YouTube. I do have old videos up there, and I'll eventually, you know, we're gonna get back. Now that we did this, I'm happy that we did this, because now as I keep doing this, it's getting easier. So that's a good thing. So yeah, that you could just Essence of Style. If you want to talk to me though, when you talk about Facebook Messenger, you have a lot better luck DMing me on it. Yeah. I do not be on Facebook Messenger like that. I probably will be in the future, but right now, no. So that's it.
And you can get at me, Mr. Telltale, on IG, Mr. Telltale, on Facebook, Mr. Telltale, MrTelltales.com. That's it. That's the speech.
That was a speech?
What was it?
I thought you were just supposed to be letting people know where they can hit you up.
That's
that was
it.
A speech? Oh.
That's it. Okay. That's where you can hit me up at.
Well, anyways, thank you all for watching.
Holla!
And listening. I don't know when this video pop thing will happen again, but you'll definitely be hearing from us somehow, some way, soon. Dundee. So many different ways we can make it or make some money. Fuck a New Year's resolution, make your own solution. Goals are meant to be broken. It's all about the execution. Leave the negativity behind with the retribution. Don't